So, since we await Mashiach's coming every single day, do we?
Yeah,
the fifth. Every single day, with a chak is not gleben, no machak is ein, as a kumt ot ot. Upon him, so what happens, we're going to discuss today, if Mashiach comes before Shavuos, mehaltach in the vach var Shavuos. And, huh? So what happens if Mashiach comes right before Shavuos? And on Shavuos, is doch a speciale korban was man darf makriv sein, that you don't have any other yontif. Besides the korban tamid and the musafen that yontif, you have to bring korban musafen, but there's a shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is a korban that shtei alechem itself actually wasn't brought on the mizbeach. There's the shtei alechem, and then together with the shtei alechem that was kvasen, that was brought as a korban. Shtei alechem alein tamid is legging off the mizbeach. It's chametz. Had to be made chometz dafke, had to bake it chometz. But they brought kvasim on the mizbeach, and the shtei alechem again connected to this carbon, or is considered to be a carbon itself, that they brought in Shavuos. Yet to the shaila, what happens if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfira Saimer, or chveis in the end of Sfira Saimer, the last day before Shavuos, that makriv zayin der carbon from shtei alechem or the nisht? That's the shaila. Why not? Well, for us, I'm saying a nisht. Mashiach is here, and farana beis hamikdash, and farana mizbeach, and farana karbonis. So you bring the shtei alechem. Lama lo? So the lama lo is very poshut. Look into the pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Svart amlocham amochres haShabbos miyum haviyachem esayim atnufa shavah Shabbos is timim istiyano. Right? Nufa shteit vayetat amochres haShabbos shviis tisperu chamishim yoyim. You count 50 days, so you don't actually count 50 days. Rashi says you count 49 days. And then the 50th day, v'kraftem mincha chadosha l'Hashem. You bring a mincha chadosha. What's this mincha chadosha? Shtei alechem. Because the shtei alechem, why is shtei alechem called mincha chadosha? Because the din is that there's two karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash that were brought from the new grain, from the new season. That's the karbon oimer. That's brought from the new season. And then there's the shtei alechem that's brought from the new season. What's the difference? Once you bring the karbon oimer and the Beis HaMikdash from the new season, so then anybody can eat from chadosh. Anybody can eat from chadosh. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they're still not allowed to be makriv a karbon mincha from chadosh. Only a hedyot is allowed to eat from chadosh after the karbon oimer. Once they bring the shtei alechem, that's matter that now in the Beis HaMikdash, there could be makriv karbonis from chadosh. So there's one carbon to be matir, to make permitted chadosh for anybody, and another carbon, which is a shtei alechem, to be matir, the chadosh for the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's called mincha chadosha, which is also relevant, as we'll see in a minute. Point though is, in the Lashon HaPasuk, it clearly says, I'm atzeilt, and when you finish counting, then v'kraftem mincha chadosha l'Hashem. So what's if he didn't count? What's if he didn't count? Or if you only counted part, if Mashiach is going to come tonight, I cannot come heim b'nacht. So Mashiach comes tonight, so we have counted what, 5 or 6 days minatera, not more. Once Mashiach comes, then the Sfira is a. But until then, so the Sfira was not minatera, so we didn't count.
The minatera or the first carbon?
Very good. So there's two different issues here. These are two shailas. Number one, the shaila is Sfira Saimer. Is Shtei Alechem taluy in the Sfira Saimer? Is it only when you have the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer to count, then you have the mitzvah of Shtei Alechem? Or no, maybe it's not connected. True, the Teira Taka puts them together, but it's not necessarily dependent on it. Another shaila is Shtei Alechem connected to the Oimer? If there's an Oimer, there's a Shtei Alechem. If there's no Oimer, which this year there was no Oimer, so there's no Shtei Alechem either. That's the shaila. So it's two separate questions, Taka, which we have to discuss. Okay, so first thing first is the
let me ask one question.
Yeah.
Mashiach is coming. You can tell all the dini. Why do you have to talk?
Hashtag.
Is Mashiach going to be a god of Israel? He knows all the halachas.
Aliyah, to come with our Mashiach.
You're a business. Mashiach doesn't go to matter.
Merad metem, sagst du. Ana kanami. 100% gerecht. But you know why we're talking about it?
No, I don't know.
Azay wird man eure sein bei mir und dir und bei allen, die sitzen da, als ob man eben trachten und hoffen, als ob der Tag kommen. Aber man wird nicht reden von dem, man wird vergessen von der ganzen Meise. Aber man wird reden von dem und man lernen wegen dem, so maybe hat es reinbacken in den Kopf, aber so, that he may actually come tonight. It may actually happen. Aber nicht reden von dem, hat man vergessen von der ganzen Meise. So, the, you're right. He'll tell us what to do. Darfst du nicht sagen. Meische waren und Teichen sein dort. Aber der Meise, das ist der ganze Meise. Meische
waren auch die größte Menschen, kommen von Moscheech, was ich mir.
Chis Meisen, welche Fahre noch, soll sein noch, aber...
Nee, ich denke, wie die MC
gleich noch, noch dem steht, ja, ja. Okay, zurück zu der Scheile. Is the Meisen, so sei, erste Sache, first thing first is, so dort, faran ab der, der Zwirr ist immer, bis man also ist man hat Teire. Rambam Schütte is, I think we spoke about this. The Rambam Schütte is, der Zwirr ist immer, bis man also ist der Reise. Why? Because the Rambam holds, Zwirr ist immer is not tolloi, in the fact that they will make the Korban Omer. Even as man has them, when there's no Akrova, so Omer is for the same, weiter men ha-teira. So just like the Rambam holds, so two things. First of all, just like the Rambam holds that the Korban Omer is not totally in Sfira, sorry, that Sfira Omer is not totally in the Korban Omer, so too the Chayra the Rambam holds that Shtei Alechem is not totally in Sfira Omer. They're not dependent on each other. And second of all, according to the Rambam, Sfira Seim is Menateira. So we're counting Menateira Bizman Azeh. So with Zichem Makav Zayin Shtei Alechem. We're discussing whether we're going to be Makav the Shtei Alechem if Mashiach comes before Shavuos, where it is the mitzvah to be Makav the Shtei Alechem on the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shaila is if we're going to be Makav it. So according to the Rambam, we're talking Shaila Bechlal. That's clear. The Shaila, though, is that according to most Rishonim and Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins this way as well, that Bizman Azeh, Sfira Seim is not Menateira. And therefore, we're not being mekayim the mitzvah for the same today in our Torah. So to then, the zayin, the hakrava from the shtei alechem or the nisht. Okay, that's one shaila. So,
we already had a shir. The shir is going to turn to deraisa.
If Mashiach comes, it's going to become a deraisa.
No?
Yeah. So absolutely, 100%. Yeah. So now the shaila is what taka happens if Mashiach comes? Someone's talking Mashiach comes. Mamish beregazum mamish. You can't write Sfira tonight.
No,
didn't count it. Sfira. So what happens if Mashiach comes right now? So boom, Mashiach is da and Sfira same as the Reise. Mashiach's not there. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Sfira is with the Rabbana. Mashiach had come in, is boom, with Amol vet Sfira the Reise. How does it become an Atayra? Chayre, what made it, why is it not Menateira now? Because what Nishmakir given the Korban Omer. So if Mashiach comes, we wait to Nishmakir given the Korban Omer. What's helped? Was no fadinin with the fact that Mashiach came? So this is a very big question because in different places, the Rebbe and the Sichis, the Mechaschinuch all talk about the fact what happens if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfira and the mitzvah of Sfira is going to become Menateira. Remember, we discussed this. Could you combine what you counted before Mashiach came to what you're counting after Mashiach came? What you counted before was Midrabanan. What you're counting after is Menateira. Could you combine them or not? That was the Shaila. The Rebbe's Maskan is you could combine them.
Right.
But the Shaila fragt sich, wait a minute. How does the Sfiris Eimer become an Ateira automatically when Mashiach comes? How? The reason why it's in the Rabbanon is because we were not marked the Korban Eimer. If Mashiach comes, we were right to not marked the Korban Eimer. So what changed? You had a question?
It could take until next year.
Yeah. So this whole Shaila that the Rebbe discusses in the Sikha is something that is irrelevant for this year. I mean, if he comes in the middle, it's too late. Too late. If I felt the Korban Omer.
But then how did he answer? It's going to change over.
Hmm?
So how did he attack
it? No, so the Rebbe in the Sikha, in Chelek Lamed Ches, the Rebbe says, in Ha'ara there, brings some Rishayim, one of the Rishayim, there's a Sefer called Sefer HaMachriya, and that he says that Meir de Gechidosh, that Sfiris HaOmer is not only a continuation of the Omer, a Sfiris HaOmer is also considered to be a Hachana to the Shtei Alechem.
To Shavuos,
Shtei Alechem, which is brought in Shavuos. Okay, this that's a Hachana to Shavuos, so we know there's the famous thing that it says, that the whole point of counting Sfiris HaOmer is the yearning and the desire that Eden had to be Mekabel the Teira, but that's not brought Lahalacha, by the way, that's a Medrash. Not lahalacha, but the Sefer HaMachriya, he writes, he defines Sfiris HaOmer, that Sfiris HaOmer is a mitzvah which follows the Korban Omer, and also it's counting up to the Shtei Alechem. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. I mentioned before, the Lashon of the Pasuk is that you bring the Korban Omer, and until when do you count? Ad Chamishim Yom, v'hikrafta mincha chadosh al Hashem. So you count, and when you finish counting, you bring the Mechadosh. It's mashma and the Pasuk that Sfiris Omer has a dual purpose. It's the Haschal of the Sfira is by the Omer, and then that the Sfira is that you're also counting to the day that you're going to have to bring the Shtei Alechem. So if Mashiach comes, Enachanami mitzad ha'omer, there's no reason for it to be minatayre. But mitzad, the fact that you're counting now to the shtei alechem from Mashiach is do et zayin habeis hamikdash, and you'll be able to bring the shtei alechem, so it could be minatayre. The shtei alechem, the svira becomes minatayre. But the problem is, it's a catch 22. But are you taka going to be able to bring the shtei alechem? If shtei alechem is toluy in having, do you need full 49 days of svira? So you sound like this: right. When Mashiach comes, the svira is going to come in atayra. You know why? Because you counted to the shtei alechem. And why could you bring the shtei alechem? Because you counted, but you didn't count full 49 days. Right. So how does it work? Is it going to become an atayra or not? That's the question in a more complicated form. Come closer. Okay, so let's go now to the other side of the shaila, which is the Karban Omer. Is the Karban Omer and the Karban Shtei Alechem connected to each other, or are they not connected to each other? So this is something that the Rebbe discusses in a Sicha. There's a Sicha in Chelek Lamed Beis, where the Rebbe talks bariches about the Karban Omer and Shtei Alechem. These two karbanas of Omer and Shtei Alechem, you could see clearly that they have a connection. Why? Because they both accomplish the same thing. They're both called, they're both considered to be the Mincha Chadosha. The Omer, as I mentioned before, is Matir, for the head yet to eat Chadosh. And the Shtei Alechem is Matir for Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash to be brought from Chadosh. They're connected. The Omer and Shtei Alechem are connected to each other. So therefore, there's a very big svara to say that if the Omer and the Shtei Alechem are connected, so if there's no Omer, there's no Shtei Alechem. In a year where you did not bring the Omer, so there's also no Shtei Alechem. So this, if we didn't bring the Omer this year, so there won't be any Shtei Alechem either. In other words, there's a big svara to say that the Shtei Alechem is a hashlama for the Omer. The Omer was matir, the Isser of Chodosh, halfway. And then the Shtei Alechem completes the heter. Completes the heter. For this year, the moment the second day of Pesach came, after the second day of Pesach, the whole Isser of Chodesh goes off. When you have the Karban Omer, so then you say the Karban Omer is matter halfway. And the Shtei Alechem, you have to have the Shtei Alechem to be matter the other half, to complete the heter of Chodesh. But this year, the moment the second day of Pesach came, we didn't have the Omer. So how did Chodesh become mutter in the second day of Pesach? Automatically, the day itself, on the very day, it becomes mutter. Totally mutter. So you don't need the Shtei Alechem anymore to be matarit. That's one svara. So it's a very strong svara to say that if there's no Omer, there's no Shtei Alechem. Clear?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Especially the Omer is Meichel Be'ima.
And then the Shtei Alechem is Meichel Odom.
Because after you find yourself...
Right, and it's Chitim Taka, Davka Meichel Odom. So it's like a Hemshech. It's like, this is the Ascholos Avayda.
Dav Makizam is Abayma. Not them, you find yourself, then you can eat.
Okay, so it's a Hemshech. So it's Nishdada Omer and Nishdada Shtei Alechem. That's one Svara. But the Rebbe in the Sicha brings another Svara that you don't have to necessarily say that the Shtei Alechem is a Hashlom of the Omer. Not a hashlama. It's two different things. There's an iser to eat chadosh for every individual, for the hadith. And then there's an iser to be makriv karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash from chadosh. It's two separate isurim. And the Torah says to be matter, the first iser is by being makriv the Omer. How do you matter the second iser of that krav of the carbon is by bringing the Shtei Alechem. It's two separate isurim. If you say that it's one big Isser, and then you could be matter it halfway, and then you could complete the heter. So then if it's totally mutter, because this year there was no Omer, so there's no completing it. But if you say it's two separate Isserim, so then even if there was no Omer, but once the Beis HaMikdash will be here, it'll be Asser to bring any carbon from Chodosh until you bring the Shtei Alechem. You have to bring the Shtei Alechem. If you're not going to bring the Shtei Alechem, you're not going to be able to bring any Karbonis Mincha from the new grain, from the new season. That's what's saying. You're going to have to wait until next year, Pesach. If you won't bring the Shtei Alechem, you're going to have to wait all the way till you're going to have
to
you can bring all the way to the next year, you're going to have to wait because it's a separate Isser. That's the second spot that the Rebbe says in the Sicha. So if it's a separate Isser, then it's very mistaver to say that the Shtei Alechem is separate and you have to be makriv it. Okay, that's as far as the connection between the Omer and the Shtei Alechem is concerned. Is it connected? Is it not connected? Those are the two svaras that the Rebbe says in the Sicha.
Similar there, Bechol, counting Svira.
Yeah.
That it's one Hamshech, but also each night counts.
A separate bracha.
Yeah.
You make a separate bracha, a separate mitzvah each night.
I mean, if you mess up, you still have to, you're supposed to, I mean, it's machlekes, but you're supposed to count anyway.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Without
here.
A bracha.
It's one hemshech avayda, but it's also two separate avaydas.
Okay, the Rebbe Nesicha brings these ephanim, the svasemis. The svasemis in the Gemara and Menachos discusses these two ephanim. I'm not sure what the maskana is as far as that is concerned, but those are the two. The Rebbe brings a third ephanim in the Sicha also. Okay. Akoponim. So that's the Shaila B'negeh to the Omer. And then, as I said, there's the Shaila B'negeh to Sfira. So, B'negeh to Sfira, the interesting thing is as follows. There's a famous Sicha from the Rebbe where the Rebbe discusses the Kav HaTarech. What happens if you cross over the date line, right? And you end up counting your own Sfira. Different than the other people that are counting the Sfira in the place that you are now. This is the Rebbe's famous Shitta, that every person that starts Sfira Sayim in a certain place continues counting with his own Sfira, and he's not toluy in anybody else, whatever anybody else counts. And then the Rebbe adds that it's the same thing also when it comes to Shavuos. If you look in the Torah, there's no date for Shavuos in the Torah anywhere. All other Yom Tovim, the Torah gives a date. Comes to Shavuos, what does it say in the Torah? That when you finish counting, v'kraft amicha chadosh al Hashem, and then the Yom Tov of Shavuos comes on the 50th day. But it's, so the Shavuos is established through Sfira Sayim, not through anything else. And that's why Taka b'negeya to Shavuos, be'emes, there shouldn't be necessarily 2 days. There's really no reason that there should be 2 days of Yantav Shavuos. The only reason there's Yantav Sheni Shel Goli is by all the other Yomim Tovim is because there's a suffix of when. Then there was a suffix, but by Shavuos, by the time it was 49 days later, there was no suffix anymore. It's not totally in the Kiddush HaChodesh of the month. It's totally in the Sfira Sayim. So it doesn't matter when, if there's 1 day Rish Chodesh, 2 days Rish Chodesh, if Rish Chodesh is on the 30th day or on the 29th day, it doesn't matter.
But it's totally...
Doesn't make
year
none
also.
Of that makes no difference.
Yeah, it could have been Vav or Zion in the time.
Yeah, right. That's the Gemara says Pam and Be'eh, Pam and Vav, Pam and Zion. So really, there's no reason for Shavuos to be 2 days. Only reason that we do it 2 days, the Gemara says, is Shalelachleik B'mayadais. Not to differentiate between one Yontav and another. If you're going to make Shavuos 1 day, so a person will make a mistake to think that other Yomim Tovim also, Be'etzim is 1 day. It's going to take away from the takeif of the Inyan of Yontav Sheni. So in order that the Yontav Sheni, the Takana of Chacham, should be a Dova Kavua, the Rekeveya, that all Yomim Tovim should be 2 days. No, so this is the Rebbe's shit is that you make your own Shavuos. Okay, this is Dova Yidua. Now the Rebbe asks the Shail in the Sich, how could he say this? How could he say that Shavuos is totally in Sfira Seimer? So what happens with women that are not mechuyev to count Sfira Seimer? L'reiv adeyes. And children that are not mechuyev to count Sfira Seimer. Or even a cotton shen is gadol. Or a ger shen is gayer. So he didn't count the full Sfira. So Chayri shouldn't have Shavuos. The whole Shavuos is totally in counting Sfira. If you don't count Sfira, so there shouldn't be any Shavuos. So what does this mean? There's no date in the Torah. Svartim, if you count, then you have Shavuos. If not, you don't have Shavuos. Huh? You hear the Shaila? What? Subshat Batla Daita. It's like, the whole...
Subshat if somebody travels,
anyway. Then you're counting your own. So you're counting
your own. No, you can't say Batla Daita.
You're not counting. So
if you're going to say, if you're going to say that it's the Sviras HaOmer that creates the Yontif. What's Batla? This is what creates it. You don't have it to create it. It's Nishdo. So what's it's not that the tzibur has no erech b'chla. When it comes to the yontav of Shavuos, this was the Rebbe Shitta. The tzibur has no nothing to say about it. It's a yachid. Every yachid he makes his yontav.
Well, others hold. What do others hold and it's put down?
So whatever others say that it's a tos. I mean, the Rebbe's mechiach this by chacha gemura. At the kach, the Rebbe writes that this is so poshut that the chiddush is how poshut this is. That every person has to keep Shavuos and Sfira Sayim according to the Tzibur, which is it's a mistake. There's no makkah for such a thing.
So also would apply if somebody forgot to count one night.
That what? Yeah, the Zelba Shaila. What happens if someone forgot to count one night? So can't, so someone finished. He's not going to have the Yontav of Shavuos. So the Rebbe says, obviously that's not the case. So therefore we have to redefine exactly what this means that Sfira Sayim. It creates Shavuos. So the Rebbe says, no, Sfira Sa'omer does not create the Yontif of Shavuos. The Yontif of Shavuos is there that the Ebeshu gave us a Yontif of Shavuos. The Ebeshu gave us the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, and the Ebeshu gave us a Yontif of Shavuos. Sfira Sa'omer doesn't create the Yontif of Shavuos. Elo Maile, when? When is that Yontif? Is that Yontif in Sivan? Is it in Tammuz? Is it in, when is that Yontif? The Torah was said that the Sefiras Ayin is Mevarer. The only thing that tells us when the Yontif is Sefiras Ayin. Not that the Sefiras Ayin creates the Yontif. It doesn't create the Yontif. A person that doesn't have, that didn't count. Or even more so, even a person that doesn't have a chiyuv to count. Doesn't have a chiyuv. A woman doesn't have a chiyuv to count. But if she would have had a chiyuv to count Sefiras Ayin, when would have she counted Sefiras Ayin? In the time that the Torah says to count, from the second day of Pesach. That's when she would have counted. So if, since that's the time when she would have counted, so therefore even for the woman, even for women, the time of Sefiras Ayin is in the time when they would have finished, when that woman would have finished Sefiras Ayin. Yeah, so again, so Sefiras Ayin does not create the Yontov of Shavuos. Sefiras Ayin is just to be mevarer the zman. Hayyos, the Torah doesn't give a date. So when's the date? Zok the Torah, the date is according to the Sefiras Ayin. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sefiras Ayin is not based on the tzibur. Sefiras Ayin is based on the individual. So whether it's an individual that's actually counting, whether it's an individual that has a chiyuv to count, or even if it's an individual that doesn't even have a chiyuv either, but if he would have had a chiyuv, what would have that chiyuv been? That chiyuv would have been on him as an individual, and it's not totally in anybody else. So therefore you establish shvuos based on the individual, if he would have counted.
And therefore,
why am I saying all of this? Because it's the same exact thing. We're going to get to the Shtei Alechem. This whole Shaila, by the way, is brought up in Shuvas, in the different Shuvas Svarim, talk about the Shaila, whether you can be Makir of the Shtei Alechem if Mashiach comes in the middle of the Sefira. So, according to the way the Rebbe explains, if I'm not mistaken, it's just like the Rebbe says, "Vinegei to Shavuos." It's not the actual counting that creates the Yontif Shavuos; it's the counting that's kiveya the zman of Shavuos. But the Shavuos itself, the kedusha, the Yontif of Shavuos, is a Yontif that Eibush gave us, just like any other Yontif, independent of Sefiras Ayin, so to speak. It's the same thing with the Shtei Alechem. And the Chanami, the Sefiras Ayin is Kaveya when you're Makir of the Shtei Alechem. But the actual counting Bepoel is not what creates the ability to bring the Shtei Alechem. The very fact that this is the Zman of Sefiras Ayin is enough that if Mashiach arrives, we'll be able to be Makir of the Shtei Alechem, even if we didn't count Bepoel. Just like women are Chayiv to keep the Yontov of Shavuos without counting one day of Sefiras Ayin. So as I say, B'mheira v'yameinu mamash.
Amen.
Okay.
Shkaya. Bragazu, you said before. That, that rang a bell. What's going on?
No. We're not trying hard enough.